straight from some Turkish backyard paddock to you.
It was a Turkish backyard paddock in Tassie. They're from Tasmania.
Fantastic.
The Spondoolies. There you go. That's a little bit of bucolic.
Oh, I love the bucolic intro.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. We were really enjoying it there.
Only for sheep.
The Spondoolie, it's called the Brotherhood of Spondoolie. Mm-hmm. The Spondoolie Brothers. And they consist of Luke Yates on la guitar and les bonbons.
Yep.
And Bradfield Dimpleton on plus de guitar, chanté, and something else.
Enchanté, messieurs.
Yellow Gabo. Gabo Gabo, Gabu Gabu.
A little bit of ear candy from the Apple Isle.
Yes, indeed. I thought that was rather tasty, actually.
Yes.
And I can see myself
playing. We're soaking in it.
Playing a little bit more of the Spondoolie Brothers.
We might get around to it.
On future mornings, yeah. It's about 5 past 10.
God, we had the boom, duck boom. Paddling busily in that little intermission there, Roberto.
Didn't we?
Just so many multitasking monkeys, I tell you what.
Yeah.
We adjusted our levels, we checked the weather, we fixed one of the CD players, we averted and converted the gremlin.
Indeed.
That was pronging its way into our play space here, as it's wont to do.
I reckon I got 2, 4... I think I've got 7 screws in.
I love stoning the gremlins, mate. I just like stoning the gremlins.
45
and ushering them out the door.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, indeed. There's some nasty gremlins afoot, I'm afraid, out there.
And the odd glitch.
In here, it's just CD players, glitches, gremlins,
and
that sort of
stuff. We have some very good witches and techos.
We do.
That sort them overnight, mostly.
Unfortunately, if you...
various hexes and spells around the peripheries of the NIMFM organisation.
Oh, this place is
and the gremlins and glitches. Sometimes they're inappropriate, but, you know, we can usually find a way.
Yeah, there's always a spell somewhere.
Yes. We haven't crashed and burned yet, and no one's quite crashed and burned us, and for that we are eternally grateful.
We have a cupboard of various unmarked potions, and usually a bit of experimentation can sort out most.
Potion number 9, wasn't it?
Well, it depends.
I know I had some.
Depends which side you count from. You see, if you're Arabic, you count from the right hand side back across.
I see.
Different number 9.
And if you're Butul Ruf, you just don't read it all.
You just take the lot. Anyway, I was musing on the continuing degeneration into. I was going to say anarchic, but it's not anarchic. It's incredibly well choreographed. Into choreographed violence that Iraq is slipping.
Well, we predicted this shizen a long time back.
It was all
so foreseeable. That's why half the nation turned out, biggest crowd since the moratorium era, to say, nah, we don't want to go there. That's why they had two wonderful dudes, entrepreneurial fellas who were voicing the spirit of the nation when they put no war all over the Opera House, taking advantage of the fact that it's like a bloody big global billboard to tell them how we feel.
All power to them. They were giving their pots.
Yes, sirree, Bob. If I could have been there, I would have been there, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yes.
And certainly had a big cheer.
And what did it do? Nada.
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 They had a plan.
John doesn't give a shit.
They want to pull the rug out from under the Iraqi establishment.
Yep.
One way or the other, whoever they are. They don't pay any attention. They just talk about towelheads and Muslims and all those pejorative terms.
Yep.
And they don't understand that the Shia and the Sunni and the Ismaili and all these other, the Sufi.
There's all,
they are all
the stuff.
The
there.
Hazara.
Yeah.
There's so many different isms, shisms within the body politic or spiritual of the Islamic nation.
And various power-hungry rulers, Saddam included.
And Mr. Costa, hello.
Other.
And Mr. Arabama. And Mr. Howhard.
Yep.
And Mr. Rude Ocker. And Mr. Tony Phony Bony Headbutt. And Mr. Nick Meanchin are hardly the monkeys in suits that I would like to represent my interests amongst these sensitive and intelligent people.
Unfortunately,
who have a spiritual and cultural legacy
of
their own. Like Sharia law, I don't know about dismissing it as just hand-lopping and retributive justice and oppression of women, Bob. I really think they can equally say, all right, all your Magna Carta, all your common law rights that you've established for eons amongst your fathers and fathers and fathers, that's all bullshit too. And now all we're ruled by is a globalised marketplace where the losers walk and the winners crack another
the
set of crownies or another bit of method champenois and get over it.
The laws have always been made by the rich.
Oh, we had to crush a few little things along the way. But that's just business as usual in the land of
God. That's how it works. That's how it works. That's what it's
all
about.
Well, I don't accept that as our human province or design or destiny, Roberto.
I certainly don't accept it as the best we can do.
No, we're much happier.
I certainly don't.
We're much happier, bigger
the best
hearted,
that we can do.
Gregarious monkeys than that. And we are on one little spaceship, planet Earth, they call it at the moment, that mob.
But our strings are so easily tweaked and pulled. As you can see happening over there, the mullah says jump, and everybody picks up their rocket launchers and their bazookas and jumps.
I tell you what, I think they're all tangled in their earth, and they're not actually feeling or looking or sensing the ground under their feet anymore. They're insulated from the weather, they're insulated from their feelings, they're driven like stone-cold monkey robots.
Absolutely.
To do things that people just two generations back would be horrified to contemplate and say, no, we cannot go there, that would be against our spiritual motivation.
That's exactly
and destiny.
Right. That's exactly right.
And now they're worried about people who are wanting to honour the spiritual nature of mankind, you know.
It's a confusing
who
situation.
Who put spirit ahead of matter and material
and,
progress.
And the way that the West went about destroying the structure of Iraq for its own gains with the egotistically
it's like the
naive
boys,
view that they could control the evolution of this maelstrom.
It's just like
something.
The bullies in the schoolyard moving in on the girls and boys over there playing marbles very fairly and happily and having a lot of laughs.
Yeah, and so someone's
there's some action over there.
A bit.
We want all those marbles and we're going to sell them back to you because we know you need them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, they turned all our original province of abundance in free will with absolute responsibility for our choices into some evil chicanery based around political and capital profit and gain, power over others, enslavement of whole peoples and archetypes, expunging.
The deification of money, my friend.
They talk about assimilation.
I was in the last week reading about basically how Condoleezza is been saying some terribly nasty
things.
Yes,
let's starve the Palestinians now that they've elected someone who'll stand up rather than lie down and kick.
And she's saying stuff about Hugo Chavez as well.
Yep.
And he refers to her as condolence.
Yeah.
But it's basically
condolence
like
rose in
like
the ranks.
They have deified money to such an extent that they...
No one can see past it either.
That they genuinely see... And this is their problem. And
it's a generational thing, I think.
I can understand their problem. I can't relate to it. But they genuinely see socialism or group ownership as a blasphemy.
Yes.
Because money is God.
Let alone group sex or homosexuality.
And of course, if it's a blasphemy, you can't think
they're
clearly
not
about
Roberto.
It. Because it's simply obviously God decreed that we should have money to amass.
The bloody chimps are running the asylum.
If God didn't want us to have millions of dollars, he wouldn't have let us have the zeros.
They set rapists amongst their old people, these chimpanzee madden.
I know.
They don't want to keep them at home in the family and look after them right.
No.
You know, with people who understand them and who know them since birth. And all that.
Well, some of them maybe just
that's
simply
just
because of the way
glue.
Societies work, they simply don't have.
They call that sort of stuff social glue, and we've got to learn to live without it.
And the ones that stay home, Jack, they find them 6 months later.
Cradle to grave is the operation they're working
on. In the last 2 weeks, they've found three old men and a couple.
I know, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's disgusting, the culture that they're providing.
You're either being abused in the institution or you're dying alone
in
the room.
I don't look at our postmodern complex assholes for any models as mentors. I find mentors in Aboriginal elders, my own generational grandparents and from my own kith and kin that I witnessed in my own life and their attitudes and practices. I also find in the likes of the great teachers and thinkers and philosophers of all times that are available to me in this life to go look for myself.
Absolutely.
And I have read, Bob. I have gone there and looked. And I carry a little bit of Lao Tzu. I carry a little bit of Gautama. I carry a little bit of JC. I carry a little bit of all these teachers and messages. I carry a bit of Muhammad.
Bit of the Buddha.
Righteously and happily.
Absolutely. Krishna.
Bit of Krishna, absolutely, because as a bloke I've had to pay attention to some of the best models that are around and they ain't in my backyard or schoolyard, right? Not since day one, mate.
Not since day one.
The schoolyard and the playground and the general sort of down the street reality of it all, the colonial empire, was always full of bullies.
Yeah.
Always full of people doing wrong for its own sake.
For sure.
And getting away with it.
And using
that was the
basic precepts of religion to basically corrupt them and warp them around to
And I didn't identify with that then, and I don't identify with that now. I identify with every man and every woman. Mm. I identify with the common people and their purpose and their place and their rights and all that sort of thing. And I don't give a toss about the current load of anointed ones that in full hubris and denial, just stifling the voices and the lives of millions of people
as we speak.
But not our voices, and I'm grateful for your company, the company that our village and surrounds offers, and the support we have in life,
yeah.
Robin.
Yeah. Anyway. Talking to America and never know it, Jake. Isn't that astounding?
America would be talking to us and we can't even tell either.
We are actually, we're talking to the world.
That was
currently.
America talking to us. That
thanks
was
to our,
Jim White.
That was Jim White, yes.
Bound
and thanks to our
get.
Mighty cod pasters. All these shows get stuck up on the internet.
Oh no, it's fantastic.
I was talking to our cod paster meister.
As in fantasy man. Mm. I can't imagine what it does. But anyway.
He'd really appreciate it if we could pen a quick blurb for each hour we do.
Oh, well, we could estimate, take a few notes out of the multimedia yoga script, I suppose.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, well, yeah. We'll see what we can serve up, yeah. Hey.
Only a few words, just to describe
a
each
vague
hour.
Description of the content and colour of it all.
That's exactly right.
What a challenge.
What a challenge, yeah.
Mm.
And you've got from now until, I don't know.
No varnish, no polish.
I'll give you 5 minutes.
No Amish. You're in the play space.
You are, 102.3, and we have a wonderful sponsor that sponsors this show every Friday morning. It's the Rainbow Cafe.
Absolutely a legend in their own lunch hour.
Absolutely. Staunch sponsors of NIM FM. They've been there ever since.
The best pew with a view of the CBD with all its action, weird and wonderful.
I got the most insanely good coffee that I came down here with this morning.
In a backyard where you can have the perfect spliff around that coffee.
You might have noticed that I had the steaming hot cup to start myself off this morning when I was out there, and it was just...
And last time I looked...
It's good too.
The satellites might be observing a few things, but there's no fixed camera viewing of the rainbow and surrounds.
Is that right?
No.
Is that... How nice.
Lovely.
Unless, of course, you want to sit out the front...
And be right
the
under the envelope.
There and have your photo taken as
and
a
if
proud
anyone does the wrong thing by
it,
at least you can call it up on the camera.
And don't forget, you know, as Bruce Lyons said, we're all like that.
Yeah, we're all like that.
Yeah,
remember that, Bruce.
That. Yeah,
we are all like that.
Absolutely, mate. Just like that. We're so much like that. It's
you got to love it or leave it.
What a wanker.
Absolute tosser.
To come to the... I mean, this is a man that... So they're sticking, what, six more? Six more, they're more...
That'll be effective.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Anyway, they're really jealous of our happy little village with our happy little visitors and their happy little scurryings to and fro. They just can't stand. They can smell the cheese, they can see the cheese, but they can't have any cheese.
No.
It's against their rules.
And so
all the little cheesemakers and cheese purveyors and cheese eaters and cheese smellers of Nimbin are really getting up their nose.
It is. And
you know?
I think what really gets up their nose, because, I mean, it doesn't matter where you are in society.
These are handcrafted, hand-loved cheeses.
Doesn't matter where you are in society, you can smell the cheese. I mean, we all know that.
Yes.
You can smell the
and some of us are even clever enough
everywhere.
To make it in our kitchens.
Absolutely. Cheesecake.
And we don't buy it.
No.
And we don't really sell it.
I mean,
we just have it.
The biggest scam of all, the cheesecake. Anyway, what gets up their nose more than anything else is that Nimbin is just awash with crumbs.
Absolutely.
There's cheese,
very
crumbs,
cheesy. Very cheesy geezers
everywhere.
Out here in the house.
Out there in society, they try to keep the crumbs swept up. In fact, there are people that actually sell
there's
crumbs.
There's crumb sweepers every corner.
There are crumb sellers.
Yeah, yeah.
You can buy crumbs.
Yeah, crumbs at a price.
Absolutely. Everything for a price in the big smoke. But up here, we'll be able to
leave
crumbs
sometimes they've had to travel in the worst chemical
everywhere.
Company you could imagine, those crumbs.
That's just the way it
they're
goes.
They're like chemical crumbs.
It doesn't make a lot of difference if you're breathing those same crumbs vaporised in the air constantly because you live under the big brown inverted bowl they call the Sydney atmosphere.
That's the one. That could really chemically alter most things.
If you fly down early in the morning...
With or without the cheese.
...in an aeroplane, and you're flying along and it's all blue sky, and you see the big brown bubble up ahead with that
down, the big brown bubble. I used to feel it coming out on the landmass.
Yeah.
I'd come out of the dreaming country, and I'd feel this sort of thing starting around the seat of your ass, you know.
And the plane's going down, the captain's saying...
And by the time you got into Sydney, it'd be this vague rumble in your guts and psychic shrilling going on. You just knew that you were coming into a place where people were sleepless and relentlessly doing
and
with machinery
screaming.
And other things and psychically screaming, and no one was dreaming. And I'll tell you what, that was a really early wake-up call in my country cow freak choices.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I bet it was.
To know what you were designed for and to stick with that.
I was born. Bred, raised right in the guts of the city, my boy.
I'm a simple fuck, as they say.
Yeah, no.
I won't go into details.
No.
But yeah, I come from the ground and I'm going back there happily one day.
No.
And I'm just dancing between sky and earth.
Loved
and I don't need no club.
Loved the city when I grew up.
I never needed a club in hand or around me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I thought, nah, dance with your hands open. That leaves the weight a little bit better distributed.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And heart and mind open helps.
Heart and mind open helps. It's true.
And who needs someone to tell them which way to go in this life?
Well,
seems there's a lot of people around there looking for clues and cues.
I think that a lot of people don't realise that they actually have a choice.
The choice
is
actually always
choose where they tend to focus their concentration.
I like choice. I like keeping some options open. I'm a maybe
choice.
Kind of baby.
Yeah, you're even more optionally open than myself, you know.
Oh, I'm stringless and sideless and front and backless, mate.
Absolutely.
I'm the naked hippie.
Mm.
Yep.
So true.
Straight
so
up.
True.
Yep.
But it's the choice thing. People are convinced that if they haven't got all the glitterati and the trappings that they believe they need, you know, then their life really is not as valued and as worthful. Mm. And it's just rubbish. And I think the sad bit is that...
We are gregarious flockers by nature.
The older they get, the more they realise this. Until... I mean, for Kerry's last few days around, the packer...
Oh, that one.
That
steaming heap of horse ordure
that
was gilded and purveyed all over the bloody joint as if it were something special.
Oh, yeah.
Because he won the great capitalist ball game in the sky.
Oh, yeah.
Good luck to you, Keza.
He won the capitalist ball game.
Thanks for all the fish and the infibrillating devices.
They can't even get over Costigan, can they?
Ah,
talk about holding a grudge. I wonder if James will hold the same grudge against Costigan until the day Costigan dies, because Costigan will die before James.
Well,
will James take it on to Costigan's son? Will James then decide to hate Costigan's son because of what your pappy did to my pappy?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Goes right down.
Hopefully
Irrevocable rift now between the Costigans and the Packers for 500 years. Yes, sirree, Bob.
What about that other mob that they're at war with, the Fairfaxes?
No, we don't really worry about those too much.
Lost their teeth in the service, the Fairfaxes.
Yeah, I know.
Hung around with the wrong crowd of New York Sharpies.
No, their little valley is going to get subsumed.
Believed everything they were told briefly there, he did.
It's subsumation,
lost
we call
lot
it.
Cold.
Subsumation.
Ah, yes. The ups and downs and ins and outs and roundabouts.
And it's these people, it's these fuckers, and their daddies, and their granddaddies, and their great-granddaddies. These are the ones that made the Westminster system.
And made life hard for the Kellys and the Burns and the crew in the Greta district.
Absolutely.
And it's
and
it, nothing changes. Nothing changes.
Yeah, exactly,
you know,
right.
But Viva! Viva the little outlaw art colony Nimbung.
Yeah.
We love your hempen t-shirts.
Yeah, let's hope that it's not
and
one of those...
And your cotton socks.
Not
some
one of those...
From the Vinnies.
Generational flash in the pans like Utopia in Bolivia was. When all those wonderful Australian people back in the 30s...
There's been lots of that too.
...fled to Bolivia and set up their own little country called Utopia, basically.
Yeah.
And I'm not even sure if they still exist over there, but it never... It sort of was too isolated, I guess, shut off from the rest of the world. I guess they felt they needed to be totally utopian. I think they wanted to practice sexual looseness that wasn't that permitted.
Paraguay.
It was Paraguay. There we go, not Bolivia.
Yeah,
thank you,
the Peanut Gallery just...
came and corrected me, and thank you so much for that. Paraguay. And, possibly there are still some remnants of them around.
There's remnants of us within the soul and spirit of mankind, mate. I think it does, it bubbles up from within. That's where to find your resource for this business, from
apparently,
within.
Apparently they came from all corners of the earth, the artists and artisans.
I don't believe in externalised revolutions. I don't believe in externalised utopias. I don't have, no, does, it, you know, it's like sitting in the waiting room waiting for a train that may never come, all that shite.
Yes,
know?
It's true.
And saying, so, not this one, not this one.
The very
is that number 99 that I'm waiting for there going to Oxford?
The very concept of utopia doesn't even leave one much options of,
we're
where,
here now.
Of where to wait.
We're here now. We never went anywhere.
When you get
we're
there.
Here now. We never Absolutely. Went anywhere. Throw me in the briar patch, Brer Fox. We're here now.
Okay, you want
to
be...
Hello, Doctor. Lovely to see you.
Baby, you didn't come home last night. Oh, baby, 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 you didn't call me on my mobile phone. Oh, baby, 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 baby.
There following up from One on One.
It's about time.
The IBM Cafe International.
Yes, the International Blues Mafia.
You want something recent, something fresh. It was only
straight
mixed
off of
last
the top
night.
Of the cafe.
Absolutely. A little bit of mobile phone blues there from the IBM Cafe album. And that last one, of course, was Neil Murray, and it was a track called Native Born off his beautiful About Time double album.
Yep.
Fantastic
stuff. A good 2-CD collection of raw indigenous spirit in action.
Absolutely. 21 minutes before 11 o'clock. And unfortunately, Ms. Ecotone herself won't be in. We'll be slipping another full-length concert from Woodford to fill in the
blank space.
Oh,
that's a pretty good consolation for us. I mean,
so
Shelley's been doing a wonderful job stepping into the breach twixt here in the homespun hamsters of it all.
Absolutely. I think there's a bit of immobility in terms of transportation.
And the weather's mixed right blessings now for travellers without wheels. Anyway,
definitely next week. So stand by, look forward to it. And
we'll have another bit of Mario's musical rainbow.
Yeah, we'll slip you something brand new
styled
and
up for
totally
us.
100% only heard here on NIM FM 102.3. It's exactly 20 to 11 right now. We talked our way through that minute so smoothly.
Oh, and I keep forgetting every week, and I want to say this week, that the men from the Demons, John and Frank. Like Frankie starts
John
the day on
Frank.
Friday, opening the sluices, a bit riff-raff, but always tasty, tasty selection.
Absolutely.
And, yes, he comes on at the end of the day on Fridays. Just something to look forward to there, and I love the Demons. I love the men from the Demons.
It's like having a couple of big men up there to lock the day in, you know what I mean?
And a very cruisy afternoon it is with the NAB styling.
Hold the sides up.
All the way through till 5 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly. It lifts the centre up to get that ball. It's all big teamwork.
Up and over the big sticks.
Teamwork.
Into the evening.
Into the evening.
And I think we get some funky groove from the Furry Freak Brother.
I believe we do.
Yeah.
I believe
it's all good
we
shit.
Do. It's wonderful
all good shit.
Shit.
You can't get anywhere else, you know.
No.
It's just the deadliest radio.
I was musing, you know, just then. I was thinking to myself how I wonder if our illustrious Federal Minister for Health, Mr. Tony...
Phony Boney Headbutt. He had a little stoush at one of the institutions.
Yeah, one of the psych patients.
Should have reminded him of when he was working out in the boxing ring.
Yeah, good.
That's why I call him Phony Boney Headbutt. Because he was a wannabe then, and he's still a wannabe.
Well, maybe he'll think of moving.
But he's still got a bony, phony headbutt.
I reckon he'd be currently trying on the odd Stetson on his little head.
He loves it.
And
he loves it.
Looking,
being the
looking
alpha
over
male,
there,
mate.
Looking
but
over
he's
there
only 5 foot nothing anyway.
I know, but then he looks good on a horse.
Yes, he does. And on a bicycle. Well, a bit of a nerd on a bicycle. The
North
bicycle
Dakota's pants. Looking very
I mean,
pleasing.
Look where it got Larry Anthony.
Yeah.
It's been seen on a bicycle.
North Dakota.
Anyway.
How's that sound?
Keep peddling it.
You reckon?
Phony. We love you.
Send our man to America. Maybe as a ambassador to something, as an attaché to somewhere. Because really, North Dakota's the place where Tony
none
really wants to be.
None of it comes to mind. We could send him to... None of it. That's up in the Arctic Circle.
No. I thought more North Dakota because they've just passed a law there, Jack, which is the most draconian anti-abortion laws anywhere in the US. They expect it to be a trial case to get the entire abortion issue overturned and making it illegal to basically have and procure abortions anywhere in the greater continental US. And I thought Tony would feel comfortable there in North Dakota. You know, secure in the fact that women are once again in their proper place.
Every sperm is sacred.
Every fucking sperm is sacred.
And
Jack,
every
I'm
egg is
you...
on the block.
Oh dear. Exactly.
You're either on the program or off the bus, sweetie.
That's pretty much it. That's pretty much it. And of course, there is no options to not on the program. You're either on the program
no,
or
right.
You're on the program. And yeah. We're very sorry, but that's just the way it is.
Dinosaurs wallowing around in their own ordure,
I know, I know, I know.
They'll run out of oxygen any day now, Roberto.
They will.
We'll cut them off at the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've chosen something appropriate for running out of oxygen and cutting them off at the border.
Well, oh, it's been a wonderful joust in the play space today, Roberto.
Seriously, write to your local North Dakotan resident and tell them how fucked you think their laws are.
Yep.
I mean, maybe you don't. Hell, I do.
Do it twice a day for a month.
Yeah?
Yeah, then relax and know you've done your good deed.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
London's burning! London's burning! Boom.
Miss Davis.
Yes, indeed.
She who must be obeyed.
A little bit of Betty Davis there.
Getting kicked off. Having fun.
It, boys. CD, yeah. And
it's about time for us to kick off into the sunset,
yeah,
Roberto.
About another 12 to tick away on. So,
sister.
12 minutes to the end of your little podcasting episode.
Yes, welcome aboard all you overnight mouse fondlers and cod pasters of the world.
Hope your broadband's not too expensive. Hope you're enjoying it.
Your
way, indeed. Oh, I had something I was going to raise. I was going to mention, at least, that apparently the skate park's very close to having its next sound test. They're doing some technology stuff underneath it. They're coating the underside of it with stuff. They're going to seal the sides in. And then do another sound test and see if they can bring down the incident sound level off the skate park.
If they
park.
Can soundproof the firkin' doors to the Prime Monster's apartments in the big house.
How much that cost?
54,000 smackers. 52,000 smackers.
Just to keep the Prime Monster's office
conversations his own.
Quieter from the foyer.
This is supposedly in the heart of his... ministerial refuge area.
He does have a rather...
The monkey house down there in Parliament.
Screechy little voice, though, when he gets going, you know.
And doesn't he wave his arms and rush about when things are crooked and tell a rook?
Listen, I was watching him copping some questioning on Thursday night last night.
He gets a bit twitchy and sort of starts gesticulating all over.
You watch John Howard. The more he lies... The more his hands flap.
It's his effort to throw the hot potato, throw the bad medicine ball.
It's something...
Get that thing away from me.
Something psychological
Mark,
is happening.
Mark,
there.
Where are you?
Yeah.
There's a hot potato here. It's got your name all over it.
Now, you watch him. When he's asked a tricky question, if he has to make
Come
up
on,
an answer...
Come on, Tony, help me out here.
If he has to make up an answer, he'll... You see his eyes quickly slip up. Upwards and to the left. It'll be to the right on your TV screen.
All his favourite nebbishes have already carried the candle and gone, like Mr. Wraith and others, you know, that served well in their day.
He's looking up there into the left brain, make up a lie area of his brain to see what can I dredge out.
To see where it'll scan with the right
brain.
What
sort of technical letter of the law, not intent or even general meaning of the law, merely the letter, the absolute exact, disputed and finally agreed upon by a paid-off judge in a court of law that this is what that letter means, right? That letter of the law, that letter of the law that says that he didn't technically, letterishly, know about the bribes
well,
being
we all
paid
know
to Saddam.
That a tuttle and a buttle are a horse of another colour.
That's exactly right. That's it. Oh, what have you been smoking?
Mr. Bot Tisserb, it's time for us to go.
The tuttle and the buttle.
Yeah.
Just, that's a bit of a rebuttal.
We'll strap him on again in an hour's time to serve out his time here on MFM today with the hempen hamsters.
He's practicing the quiet rebuttals rather than just a simple buttle by itself.
Oh, look,
he's
you can't get
the
away
buttle
with
back.
It. Yeah.
But,
Oh, yes, bring back the buttle, I say.
Yeah, it's a long while. The youth of today had the buttle, and it certainly
if they had enough buttle, they wouldn't
control.
Be where we are.
That's right. That's exactly right.
They were all brought up on a buttle. That's half the trouble.
Yeah, I remember the old burn the buttle. And
we saw a bit of real
buttle.
Breast.
Yeah.
We never got over it.
That's exactly right.
I never was a buttle, man.
No, I've gone. I've even forgotten.
Push a button. Get off the bottle.
Forgotten where we
Make
were
the
bloody
point.
Going.
Something like that.
We were going, actually. We were heading outwards. We'll come back with just enough time to
we
to thank
enough.
You kindly for listening to us.
That's right.
But
exactly.
Don't consider that a thanks yet, because you might turn off before we finish.
Because we're funking right out the door.
Yeah, we're going to funk right out of here.